Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on November 10th, 2025. You are listening live to The Fan. We will take you all the way up to 6:30 this evening. And we've got Caps tickets. Somebody's going to win right at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz in 2 hours. Jay Gruden is on the show for his usual 5 p.m. appointment as we break down all things Commanders from Sunday. Danny, I don't even know how different this show could possibly sound from the Mondays that presided it, because it's the same game happening over and over again where Washington's uncompetitive and loses by 20 or more points. The Commanders have lost 5 straight and the last 4 by at least 21. That is the first time that has happened in the NFL in 23 years. The 2002 Arizona Cardinals were the last team to go through a month this futile. Washington hasn't had this happen organizationally since the middle of the 1950s, when my dad, who's in Vegas at the Sphere today to see the Wizard of Oz in his mid-70s, was a toddler. This is so bad, and it shows no signs of ending.
So I this isn't a try to call anybody out or dunk on anybody or any kind of thing like that. I tweeted this out at Funny Danny. I didn't understand the discourse around this game from a lot of folks, right? Like, I went on with our buddies Denton Day and Linnell Willingham before the game, and shortly before me, I was listening, and Kevin Sheehan was on. He's going, I got him in my smell test here because this is a tough spot for Detroit. This, I'm going, why are we treating this like it's a normal football game? Like, in other words, the boys were doing a great show, as they always do, but it's like, oh, yeah, if they can establish the run, yeah, play action. No. Uncompetitive 3 straight weeks, losing by more than 20 points, historically bad. Anything other than they're so uncompetitive is a waste of everyone's breath. That's what they are. They are beyond uncompetitive. This does not happen in this league. The teams picking first and second and third don't have this happen. Historically bad teams don't have this happen. Miami beat Buffalo this weekend, man. Miami sucks. They're probably, I haven't checked, but I imagine they're favorites this weekend against the lowly Washington football boys.
Yeah, they're about 2-point favorites. But you're answering your own question as to how we got here or why that was the conversation. Because the 8-2 Broncos were playing 2-7 Vegas, and they won a 10-7 nail biter. That's what happens in this league all the time. Bad teams play good teams tough. The Giants, who fired Brian Daboll today because they're 2-8, we're up 10 points on the Chicago Bears, who are 6-3 and might make the playoffs. The Jaguars lost to a 3-win team and gave up 36 points to a backup quarterback in a bad offense. The Dolphins just about shut out the Bills. They did for 3-plus quarters. And a 2-7 Miami team beat a 6-2 Buffalo team. So the reason why people, I think, looked at the Detroit matchup and said, maybe, just maybe, in addition to the fact that the point spread swung toward Washington as the week went along, which is normally telling, is that all over the league, every single week, you see this happening. Not here. Not this time. Not this month. The gauntlet is officially over, at least, Danny. We looked ahead to this three-game stretch against elite teams. You and I circled this thing when the calendar came out. We pointed to it all first quarter of the season. We pointed to it as we were going into it. Can you get a win? And the answer was a resounding no.
A really big no.
You play Kansas City, Seattle, and Detroit, couple of primetime games, and thank God, a 425 game that was supposed to have been on national TV but was flexed out. The networks are wising up to Washington, I would say. And you go 0-3, but that's not the story. Losing is allowed. Losing in this league is acceptable.
Happens every week.
As the great Joe Gibbs used to say, it's hard to win up here. They got outscored by 67 points during the gauntlet. They got outgained by 546 yards over three games during the gauntlet. Danny, Washington's not losing. They are getting eviscerated. And if you say, well, I don't remember a stretch like this, no one does.
Yeah.
It's been 23 years since a team has had a month this inept. Here comes Madrid. Here comes the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. I'm not telling anybody how to feel, but I want you to do an exercise with me. I want you to imagine, after a bye week, you fall to 5-3, and you lose a game you know you shouldn't have lost. It got away from you. That wasn't us, man. We can't be like that. That's not who we are. I need to do something. I got to fix something. I can't just sit idly by and let this river flow and say, wow, I got to, it's flooded down there. I got to do something to stem the tide. I have to change something. I'm the Detroit Lions. Dan Quinn goes and has a heart-to-heart with his hand-chosen offensive coordinator, first-year guy, who's a league veteran, has been around forever. Not the Johnny Morton that's a receiver. It's a Johnny Morton that's a pudgy offensive coordinator-looking guy. Strips him of play-calling duties. He's got the IHOP menu, and he's dialing it up this weekend against Washington. I got to fix something. I am desperate. I can't let what just happened stand. I'm driven to act. Then we gently fade in the film industry. It's called a star wipe. We star wipe away from what's going on with Detroit. Cut to Washington. No one did anything. No one did anything.
That's not true.
No one did anything.
Joe Witt was on the sideline.
Joe Witt changed seats like a superstitious idiot at home.
Where are they going to move him to next?
Timbuktu. Away, please. A gulag somewhere. No one has done anything. It was the story last week. It will remain the story until someone does something. Demotion, firing, benching, something. It's unacceptable. It's a joke. I have lost all confidence in the folks over there. Until something changes dramatically, I don't believe it's going to work out. There
Good news for Danny Ruye and the people who want something done. They've got a bye week coming after Miami, and they're one more clunker on defense away from something significant happening. Because there would just be no way to go into a bye week and come out on the other side without a shift, a change, whether that's the half-ass move would just be Dan Quinn taking over play calling duties and saving his guy's job and keeping Joe Witt around. If you really want to go all the way in, though, you blow him out after the Dolphins game if it goes really, really badly again. People have been fired for so much less in this league. In fact, almost every coordinator who's ever been fired has been fired for less. Because stretches like this do not happen. They gave up more yards to the Lions yesterday, 546, than they have given up in any game since 2013. That's what I can't get past, Danny. Again, this is my reoccurring theme you're going to notice today. I'm okay with bad with all these injuries. I will accept a loss. I will accept not being anywhere close to your best. I cannot accept being this horrendous and embarrassing. The inability to field just a reasonably professional product. You're getting beat by 3 touchdowns every single week, man. What are we doing here?
Bruce Allen says hello. Vinny Serrato is going, yeah, I remember that.
No, they
Pretty
don't.
Good. That's actually true. It's worse than that. No, it's worse than that.
They never had it happen, those boobs.
You're right.
Those idiots never had a stretch like this. It's insane that it could possibly be this bad. And I'm one of the people going, I know you got a lot of injuries. I get that there's only so much you could do. And yet, the bar that I have lowered to the point last week where I'm going to you, I think they could keep this thing within 10 to 12. I think this is a 31-20 kind of game. We're no longer saying, could they win? It's just, can they be within 11, 12, 13 points? That's the bar now, and you can't even reach that.
There, I've run out of ways to quantify it. To your point, you're right, because it is historically bad. And again, if that was the case, and I saw the desperation, right? Instead, now it's the cryptic comments from Marcus Mariota. I got Daron Payne swinging on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I got Javon Kinlaw. Next question, broing J.P. Finley's reasonable question in the postgame. You know, I've seen this before. Now, there's no off-field scandal. There's no, harassment and normal Dan Snyder insulting stuff. It's just bad football, which we know here. But it's never been like this. I mean, Jack Del Rio was cut loose when his defense reached historically bad proportion. Every number you can find with this defense is worse than that. Every single one. I understand not being the third best defense in the sport. I get it. 7th, 10th, 12th, whatever. I understand not even being top half with all the injuries. You can't be the worst. This is always my axiom. You cannot be the worst. And they are not only the worst this year, they're historically the worst. In terms of EPA per play, expected points added per play, this is one of the five worst defenses since they started tracking the stat. Since 2002.
Yeah, there's metrics right now that say it's the 9th worst defense of all time. I'd like to see the other 8, by the way. But
expansion teams, right? You know?
It's so easy. That's what is so hard to get past with this defense is, like, I'm a numbers guy. We could throw all the numbers you want at you. The fact that they're dead last in yards per play allowed. The fact that there hasn't been a defense in the 2000s that's given up this yards per play as a passing group. We could go through numbers. You watched the game. You see it. When the Seahawks want to go play action and get Jackson Smith and Jigba in the middle of the field on a crosser or a dig, all they do is call the play, and there's no answer. Over and over and over again. In this game, they come out and they go, we're going to get Amon-Ra St. Brown going. And he does. Then they go, let's let Khalif Raymond be our number one receiver for a few drives. And he goes for 50. Then they go, we haven't thrown to Jameson Williams. You get the third quarter. And then Oprah Winfrey style, he goes 6 for 100 and on like 3 drives. It was almost as if, and I'm not doing a bit here, they basically were just like on the sideline going, all right, whose turn is it? Because they would feature someone, Laporta, and then St. Brown, and now it's J-Mo's turn.
It's like, we know guys have fantasy teams. Let's make sure everybody eats.
But they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. They can't rush the quarterback. They hit Jared Goff all of 5 times. They didn't have a sack. They missed tackles. They cannot cover. I asked Logan Paulson in our Take Command show today that dropped. I said, his point is, coming out of the bye, you're going now. You have extra time after this Miami game. They need to basically change their defense. You're too injury prone to run this one, so you have to come up with a new defense and run a different one because you can't run this one, which is actually a smart, good plan. Great, let's do that. What do you do well enough to make that the nucleus of your new thing? That's what a coach does. A coach sits in his office. Grant Witt goes, what is home base for us? What do we actually do at a reasonable level? Danny, I can't think of anything. Mm. What does this defense do at a high level? Good luck. By the way, you mentioned Daron Payne. Got ejected for punching a guy in the helmet. Team captain, by the way. He was named captain on defense this week. I don't want to hear about your culture anymore. You had back-to-back plays where your highest-paid defensive players got 15-yard penalties for punching the helmet of a player and for hitting an official up around the head. I don't know if he meant to or not, but that's what happened with Payne and with Kinlaw. The Lions, that's a good culture. They're not getting flagged all game long, by the way. 2 of their 3 penalties were when they kicked it out of bounds, which was brilliant, to get the ball to 25 after Washington gave them extra yards after a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
They only had 1 penalty the rest of the game, and they're not punching anybody. That's a culture. That's a brotherhood. I never want to hear the word culture again when your captains are punching people in the head and getting ejected from the game. You saw that he got suspended.
Yes.
He does not make the trip to Madrid. So as you're having this get-right game on defense, your highest-paid player and probably your best defensive player, Daron Payne, will be unavailable for you.
They still haven't stopped the Lions. To me, somebody reacting and doing something stupid, I'm not condoning it, by the way. It's obviously dumb. It's inexcusable, and he should be suspended. I think that was the right call. I can understand heat of the moment lashing out. Right? You think somebody did something to you first. You know, it's dumb. You shouldn't do it. You need to be better than that.
Loser organizations do it.
But I can kind of understand, right? Again, I'm not condoning it.
How about, by the way, before you move on from mm-hmm. that, after the game, Javon Kinlaw and these guys
this
going,
is where I'm going.
He got hit first.
This is where I'm going.
What a loser quote that is.
What I need, if we're asking for understanding, after Javon Kinlaw commits a penalty. He's now in the face of Jared Goff doing the Duke front clap and trash talking the guy on their way to a third straight touchdown, which, by the way, they would score on every subsequent drive. I might want to holster my chatter for a minute before I made a tackle. I might want to wait a second before letting everybody know that I'll be here all day. Will you? Will you be around? Good, because we can't wait to take advantage of you and your terrible gap discipline. We can't wait to run around you, towards you, behind you. We can't wait to throw it and have you chase our asses down for chunk play after chunk play after chunk play. Respectfully to that giant man who could squash me like a grape, shut up. Shut up, you stupid idiot. Shut up. Sit there and be grateful that you conned somebody into giving you that much money. Be grateful that someone's like, I know it hasn't worked out in multiple places before, and every time he leaves, people are like, what the hell's the matter with that guy? Oh, it's going to work for us. Wrong, by the way. I remember that guy from a couple months ago where it was good. That's over now. He stinks like the rest of them do. So my respectful advice again to a guy that if he decided to could just bend me and fold me like a chair, put me in a trash can and leave me for dead, please shut your mouth up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, you stupid idiot.
I think it'd be so funny if he folded you like a chair.
He could. I mean, it'd be funny for 10 seconds. And then it's like, oh my God, Danny's seriously hurt because this giant man that's so strong killed him. He broke his spine, like Bane on Batman. But please, shut that mouth right up. Just please be quiet.
It wasn't just him, but that was the refrain in the locker room after the game last night was, the refs missed it. He got hit first. That is such a childish loser response. It's like the grown-up that gets in the fight at the game, who's like, he was talking trash, he said this. Are you 40? Did you punch another human being in public? You're the problem. You suck. And so, in Deron Payne's case, was it a stupid thing to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown? Yes. Is it the end of the world? No. But that's how you know this culture ain't where it needs to be. When the response is not, yeah, we lost our cool, we got to be better. What an easy quote that is, by the way. Our team captain can't punch their guy in the head. Our team captain can't get ejected when he's our best player on defense, when we're having the worst defensive stretch that we have had in team history, and can't play next week as we're trying to slow down Devin Achane now, even though he might be our best player against the run. That would be a really easy quote. Instead, they called us names. They hit us first. What loser talk that was. I was so embarrassed. There were so many things that made me cringe and just kind of like, if it was honestly, it's a feeling I remember as a Commanders fan.
Yeah, I know this one. Leron Landry flexing over somebody after a 25-yard gain. That's what that is.
Culture. You want to see a culture? The Lions have a million injuries. The Lions' offensive line, by the way, okay? They are without a guard. The guy that they were playing at guard 74 yesterday looked like he had never played football before last week. You wouldn't have known it yesterday. Then they lose Penei Sewell on a touchdown drive. They keep going right down the field. They lose their center, and they're bringing some dude in wearing 57 that I don't know. It's an unrecognizable group. The interior is completely reworked. They're without a tackle at one point. They had, at minimum yesterday, three guys off the field and random backups on the field on that O-line. Did you ever notice it once? Not one time. They did whatever they wanted, Danny. They ran the ball for 225 yards. They threw the ball for 320 yards. Jared Goff had 8 incompletions all game. His jersey was clean. He was never pressured. 3 injuries on the O-line. Injuries, aren't you supposed to lose by 20 when that happens?
I had to look it up. Jack Fox. That's their punter's name.
He's a good punter.
I wouldn't know. I had to look it up, though, because you never saw him. No stops. None.
One punt the last 2 games. I actually posted a video of it today if you want to go check it out for old time's sake at Grant H. Paulson. It was Seattle with 4 minutes to play, and they had run the ball trying to run clock up 24 on first, second, and third down. And on 3rd and 8, they ran the ball and got 7.5. But they were kind enough to not go for the 4th and 1. And so then they punted. That is the punt forced by this defense over 2 weeks.
Let's update the no punt offense t-shirts to the no punt defense t-shirts.
Ooh,
and sell them.
I don't know if are those going to move?
Well, all you have to do is have somebody with a Sharpie and cross out the word offense and write defense, but like make it like a fence.
Let's talk to CK about that. Could we just take the no pun offense shirts, do a cross out on offense, and then put defense and repackage those?
The no pun defense.
See if we can move some merch today on Grant and Danny. We're at a point. This week will be different. They're not going to lose by 20. Whether or not they win, I'm no longer as confident as I was. They're now the underdogs in this game, and they could very easily lose to Miami, who looked great against Buffalo. Just in time, by the way. Way to get your act together, Mike McDaniel. Everything's going great. But I'm so conflicted on even how to talk about this today, how to cover this team right now. And my reasoning is the way that I view this game is their injuries have decimated them and made it really, really impossible for them to consistently win and to be anything close to what they would have been, Danny. And that's a reality that they're dealing with this season. But there's a Grand Canyon-sized gap between accepting what is happening on the field and even what I'm willing to accept when you're injury-prone as a diminished product, right?
Yes.
If they were, like, I could even get to 3-7 maybe in a way where you're scratching your claw on every week and it looks good.
You've lost like you did to the Bears. Heartbreaking.
Yes.
Go, oh, shit. I mean, that wouldn't feel, it wouldn't be fun, but you could go, I understand it. They're doing everything they possibly can. Whereas today, everyone's circling the clip of Frankie Louvu looks. My point always is, I understand injuries. I'm not some, Neanderthal, it's going to go, next man up, I don't care. Okay, I care a lot, actually. It makes perfect sense. I understand your ceiling's lowered. I care about the guys that were going to start anyhow. I care about the guys that were absolutely part of this thing that were the plan who stink on ice. The guys that have been paid. The guys that are here because of the will of the front office and the coaching staff. They said, I select him over every other option that's available. Those guys are terrible, too. I care about that.
How can you not question everything, though, when you have a month of football where you get kicked around this badly?
Every question's fair as far as I'm concerned.
The front office and the plan, the structure, the coaches. Is anyone responding to anything they're saying, especially on the defensive side of the ball? They have lost by 22 in the division. 21, the Chiefs took pity on them and stopped playing 8 minutes left in the game when they waved the white flag. 24 by Seattle, I just told you, they stopped playing in the fourth quarter. 22 by the Lions, I couldn't believe it, but even Detroit called off the dogs. I would have bet $1 million they didn't do that. Back-to-back weeks, the other team has put their backup quarterback in because they were ahead by so much that they didn't want to risk an injury for their starter in a game that was well over, still with more time to run out. The Jets aren't having this happen. The Titans aren't having this happen. There's no team getting bludgeoned like this in the entire league, and there hasn't been in decades. It's bad, and it's really, really frustrating. And it's even more maddening because of how amazing last year was and how quickly this all happened.
What a dream that was. What if I actually did that last night as I was lying in bed while my 9-month-old was screaming, couldn't sleep, and I watched the 20-minute condensed highlights of the playoff game and just how...
The Lions game?
The Lions playoff game.
Very different football game than yesterday.
And I'm just going, what? Some of the same people. Quan Martin with a pick six. A lot of the same personnel doing something that couldn't be more polar opposite.
How did we get here? And after another blowout loss, we want to take your temperature. How are you feeling today? 800-636-1067 is how you join us. 800-636-1067 is the number. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, we're all obviously disappointed. Yeah, like just execution, not creating takeaways, the ones to go. And I think, you know, we're why you're seeing that. You're like, yeah, that's definitely frustrated, and we all are. Baffled, frustrated, all of that. You know, like all those emotions, John, it's accurate. So we got to channel that, you know, in defining the things that we can do well and play that. Because
Dan Quinn at the podium after yet another bad loss. 20-plus points, four straight games. Only three teams have suffered that fate over 35 years of football, and one of them is the 2025 Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Sounds like we're going to have Jay Gruden on in a half hour, guys. Just got a text from him. He's flying today, and his flight got moved around or something. I've heard a couple of flights are getting
There are some shenanigans tweaked. Afoot. Yeah.
So he's going to jump on with us at 3 o'clock coming up in a half hour to break the game down, break down the NFL. So you'll hear it from the former head coach of the then Redskins at that time. But we want to hear from you guys. The question at 800-636-1067, what's your temperature and how are you feeling after yet another, not just a loss? I mean, five-game losing streaks can happen sometimes. Certainly around here, they've happened a bunch. If you are younger than 70... You haven't seen a stretch like this around these parts because it hasn't happened. James in Fredericksburg, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
So basically, my idea of all of this is 50% of it has to be injuries, right? We got to be fair, got to be realistic. 25% has to be coaching staff, where we understand people are hurt, but we got to be professional coaches in the NFL and adapt to the scheme and the program. But the other 25% has to be to the roster building, which goes to the GM. I mean, there's no talent behind our starters. We take Jerzon Newton in the second round. We take Josh Connerly in the first round. We've got, you know, we've already got the linemen. We trade for Laremy Tunsil, and we don't do anything to address that edge rushing spot. Same thing with Ben Sinnott. Take him in the top rounds. We take Luke McCaffrey pretty high. No roster building going on. Just no talent overall. What do you guys think?
Appreciate you, dude. The answer to me, you're not going to hear anything, say anything, suggest anything, and have me go, nope, no chance, that's right. The answer is yes. You can't have a stretch like this. I'm trying to quantify this as best I can. The worst team this league has right now New Orleans won this past week, but Tennessee, the dregs of this league don't have stretches like this. They're going to lose a million games. They'll finish 2-15, 3-14, whatever. They'll pick first or second or third, whatever. This doesn't happen. So there's no out of bounds to me when you start asking questions about things. When you go, do you think it could be this? The answer is probably yes. It's that disastrous.
To his point, it's not as though while the expectations were sky high and the team won 12 games and got to an NFC championship game last year, that there were not significant roster questions all offseason. And most of them, with the jury returning a verdict now, the answer wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
So at the edge where people said, you're not going to sign a starting edge to start opposite Dorrance Armstrong? What's your plan? Your plan is Dietrich Wise, who can stuff the run a little bit but can't get to the quarterback? Now, obviously, and this is a reoccurring theme, Wise went down and the run game is paid for it defensively. But they said, we got a plan, we're fine. And then that plan was Von Miller as their closer for fourth quarter of games when they have a lead, which hasn't happened, by the way. You're down by 10, 12, 14 points every single game. And Von Miller is not a guy that can help you against the run, and now he's having to play on rundowns too because of the injuries. At wide receiver, we're all going, but wait a second. With Terry not practicing, it's Chris Moore and KJ Osborne and Jalen Lane. Nobody's worried about this. You're just going to let this thing keep going deeper and deeper into the summer? They're fine. Okay, cool. And now, all of a sudden, Treylon Burks and Robbie Anderson are the guys you're throwing the ball to down the field yesterday. So, yes, some of the areas where they bet and they made some tough decisions or decided their roster was fine have backfired on them.
Yeah.
Not everywhere. Laramie Tunsil as a trade, I think, worked out really, really well. Some of the things they've done have been successful. But a lot of the big bets this season, you had a first-round pick in limited draft. Nobody made fewer picks than you. And in the first round, instead of going weapon and receiver or tight end or an edge defender, which everyone thought was the biggest need, or even corner help, which they did get in the second round, you went with the right tackle whose play has been roller coaster-esque. And I think he's eventually going to be a really, really good player. But if your point is, I'm looking at the roster and all the stuff we were saying in the offseason, a lot of it's backfiring. True. Last year was the opposite for the record.
That's where I was going to go.
And I sat here and critiqued a million things they did, and we looked like fools, and they were brilliant all the way to the penultimate game of the year.
And it's easy to feel yourself a little bit, right? Where you're going, like, look at this. I picked up Dante Fowler for less than teams are paying their punters. I picked up, name that Jag, who came in here and played great for me. Zach Ertz was basically out of football, and he's my crunch time goal line third down war daddy. He's a machine. Everyone knows what's going on in the clutch. They can't stop us. Everything I'm doing is coming up roses, man. I'm awesome at this. And you start going down that same road. I don't need to resign that guy. I can let this dude go. I'll find the next Zacchaeus. I'll find another Crowder off the scrap heap. And it hasn't worked. And not only has it not worked, it's like, oh, bummer, that hasn't worked out. It has exploded and blown up in their faces.
I'm not going to keep Jeremy Chinn. I got young safeties I like.
I got a guy.
Let's go to Brady in Rhode Island on Grant and Danny. Listening on the Odyssey app, we are available to you today all over the DMV on 106.7, on the Odyssey app coast to coast, and on the YouTube channel on 106.7, the fans' iDef stream. What's up, Brady?
What's up, fellas? All right, so Grant, you mentioned if you're younger than 70, you probably haven't seen a stretch like this. Well, I'm 20 and I've seen two playoff wins. So I've seen L5 in the win-loss column multiple times, but nothing seems like this. And it goes back to previously we'd have Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen or the Giants jipping us out of $30 million of cap space. Something was always going on and we could say, all right, there's an asterisk. All right, there's always something higher up that we can blame. That's not the case anymore. Okay, what Quinn has preached was complete BS in terms of what was on the field yesterday, not just because of the score. We knew we were going to lose. It's the actions of Kinlaw, of Payne, of Martin, the comments of Mariota, a respected veteran. None of these players are bought in, and that to me is a bigger issue. And I get it. Losing, the injuries, that all piles up. But to quit like that on a guy that preaches culture who's not known for his X's and O's, that's a horrible sign for the future. And basing it off the future, Adam Peters, I was one who was banging the drum for Peters. I said, you know what? I'll trust this guy. He got us to an NFC Championship game in year one. He rested his laurels on what he did, and he wasn't aggressive in going out and making changes. And because of that, and as much as I hate to say it, I think last year set us back. Because Peters thought he could just ride Daniel's cape the entire time. And if one thing went wrong, which multiple things did, we see how much of a you-know-what show it has turned into.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
I want to go back to the point about the penalties and some of the things that the veteran players were doing on the field. You said earlier, Danny, like, you're not condoning it, but you can kind of understand punching a guy in the face, essentially, when you get angry. Or what was your wording on that?
Yeah, again, I think it's stupid. Don't do it. He should be suspended correctly. heat of the battle, I understand emotions in a physical game, you right. being upset and lashing out. I get that. Again, it's wrong. Don't do it, but I understand.
And to that, I would say I can see it from a volatile player who is someone that is not the CEO of my company. And there are guys on every defense. And sometimes you need these guys, by the way, like a CJ Gardner-Johnson type dudes ripping off somebody's chain or getting into a fight every week. And there are certain guys that that may happen with. My team captains should not be punching people in the head. I'm sorry. I'll put that one in pen.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to preach culture and the commander way and the commander tag and the commander label and all this stuff, my captain, who's my highest paid defensive player, can't be the one punching people in the head, getting ejected, getting suspended.
It's pretty simple.
For a really selfish, stupid act after a play while we're getting curb stomped again defensively. You can't be part of the solution if you're serving a suspension. We're all loading up the plane to go deal with Devin Achane in Madrid.
Bye, Duran. See you when you get back.
Hey,
watch
boys.
Us on television. Send a note.
Good luck. Good luck getting right. I can't help you. 800-636-1067 is how you hop in on Grant and Danny. Jay Gruden coming up at 3 o'clock on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Next stop for the Commanders, Madrid. I actually think getting out of the country today is going to be the best thing that happens for this team. Shtick aside. Because you don't hear a week long of getting beat up on. Not that anybody's saying anything untoward or anything that isn't fair or completely reasonable. But all the columns, all of the noise, all the shows, everything's going to be negative because we're going to be saying they lost by 22 again. And
again.
All they do is lose by 20 or more. And you just leave the country, and you don't have to think about it, and you go on a little bonding trip, and it's like a field trip. Everybody's in a good mood. You're passing out, sack lunches on the plane, and you know, you get to hang out with your buddies in Madrid for a few days on a business trip. Could be the best thing that happened to them. Then they've got their bye. But if they don't beat Miami, when's their next win?
Next year. Kind of doing shtick, but maybe. I mean, they'll jump up totally unexpectedly and win one and then pretend that everything's okay, or, you know, this is who we really were and it's about digging deep and gutting it out, or some kind of...
They found North.
Yeah, some kind of bullcrap, some kind of canned line, some sort of sloganeering or whatever, and they'll congratulate themselves and go back to losing, which is what's happening. The plane has crashed. It's over.
Maybe you beat the Vikings in Minneapolis because J.J. McCarthy goes to the bathroom down his leg. That's possible.
Yeah, the Giants' dead cat bounce with their new coach is over, and now they're back to stinking, you know, because Jackson Dart's got to go to the blue tent for the 10,000th time.
What did we do last week? Was it over under 2.5 wins? And I said over. I had him at 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've lowered that number to 2. I shouldn't, because I already had this one as a scheduled loss. So I really shouldn't allow that to affect me. I think the difference is I had the Miami game all along squarely in comfortable state for me to win the election. Like, it's either blue or it's red or it's leaning in one direction, right? I had Miami leaning for me. And now the polls are coming back, and the exit polling is not very good.
Steve Kornack is like, that's a purple SOB right there.
This one's up for grabs, and nobody saw it coming. Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
all right. Well, my thing is this. I don't know why people are throwing Peters under the bus. Like, the last year was like, in Peters we trust. Now it's like, oh, we have a bad roster. But listen, I'm not blaming it on injuries, but when you lose your starting quarterback, your starting two receivers, your starting running back, which is Eckler, you're not going to be very good on offense. I understand that. But the problem is with this defense philosophy, man, I don't understand what the hell we're doing. We had a blueprint. Would you guys agree that we had a blueprint for beating Detroit since we beat them a few months ago?
In the playoffs, they did, yeah.
Well, if you could do the same thing, they don't have the personnel to do that again. But, yes.
No, it's not even the personnel. If we pretty much, the thing we didn't do, we didn't blitz. Man, look at the game and see how many times we actually blitzed going into the game.
Well, they blitz at a top 10 rate all season long. Where has that gotten them? They might be trying to do something different, which they should, by the way. But they're one of the blitz-happiest teams in the NFL this season, if you look at the numbers. So, if I'm going to critique them, it's not going to be that they don't blitz enough. Now, if your point was in this game, they didn't.
Because look, if you're going, well, what did Minnesota do to them last week to such great effect? That disrupted everything. Is they got after a makeshift offensive line. The praying mantis, Jared Goff, can't move around very well. If you move his feet, he stinks. And they moved his feet, so he wasn't very good last week. Maybe do that. Maybe that's the logic. Because I don't feel like they blitzed a ton this week. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I can go back and look at it. But just watching it didn't feel like they did.
Now, on Peters, who he was defensive about. I can only speak for myself. I'm not going to sit here and try to speak for every crazy person who's got a hot take or every person on social media who's calling for a head. Anybody who is reasonable and informed is not going to suggest that Adam Peters is on a warm seat or on a hot seat or isn't going to be good at this job. I think through 2 years, I would say the same thing about Jaden Daniels, by the way. If somebody's sitting here acting all of a sudden like you don't know if you have your franchise quarterback in your future, I think that person is wrong. Just like with Peters, I think there's been enough deposits to say, this is a worthwhile thing. This is a GM who could be here for a long time, right? You can still question what's happening in the moment. This is not just about injuries. It's mostly about injuries. You want to do a pie, I'll give you 60%, 65% about injuries. But they re-upped with Ertz, who turned 35 years old today. He is slow. He hurts them at times on offense. They re-upped with Bobby Wagner, who is 35 years old. They did the one-year lottery thing. Both of them helped them, and then they got back in line to do it again. They traded for and then doubled down on Lattimore. That backfired. Their second-round pick last year, San Ristel, has taken a big step back. You know, they bet big on Quan Martin. He has taken a step back. So it's not just injuries. Some of the guys on the field have played way better football last year for this team than they are this year. And I'm not saying that's just a Peters thing, but to just say injuries is not enough. Could it be the primary reason we got here? Yes. But we better learn, and we better dissect, and we better analyze everything else. Or else you're going to be back here next year going, well, everybody's healthy, but they're not going 12-5. They're They're trying to get to 9-8. You better figure some other things out, too.
Yeah, a lot of teams are banged up, and they're not as good as maybe they would be if they were at the maximum. They haven't lost four straight games by a record number of points. They haven't been historically uncompetitive. Again, a lot of teams are banged up, including the team that they just saw in Detroit. Offense, defense, you look at the offensive line, multiple defensive players are out. You can't be the worst, and this group right now is the worst.
Jay Gruden going to join us to break the game down. He watched the tape. We'll see what he thought. We're going to get into what is worth questioning and what's off limits still. You know, what is a reasonable thing to be asking about the big pictures in this program? And we'll do that this hour on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.